Our story begins at Raven's apartment, where Blake has just finished an upsetting phone call.
Blake, who was that? It sounded serious.
Well, it is. That was a friend of my Aunt Simone's. Apparently she's taken ill and has been hospitalized.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh no, what happened?
I'm not sure how it started, but she has pneumonia. Her friend said she's in pretty bad shape.
I didn't even realize your aunt was ill.
Neither did I. Aunt Simone never likes to worry anyone. Look, Raven, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to go to France and be with her. I'm the only family she has in the world.
Blake, I totally understand. Don't give it a second thought. I'll have Connie come stay with me.
Well, wait, why don't you go with me?
Me? Oh, Blake, I couldn't do that.
Why not? Getting out of New York right now might be the perfect thing for you. Mandy would never find us in this town Aunt Simone lives in.
You would really take Marty and me to France with you?
To keep you safe, I certainly would. Plus, it would make a long trip just that much more bearable for me. Look, I'm going to call my new admin right now and see what flights are available. So before you say no, just think about it, okay?
I will.
At Channel 6, Gretchen is sitting at her desk when her phone rings.
Gretchen Stiles.
Hey, Miss Gretchen. It's me.
Oh, hello there. How's your day going?
Well, it would be going much better if I could see you.
Well, you're in luck because I get off work at 2:30.
Oh, great. Well, can I pick you up then?
What did you have in mind?
I don't know. It's a nice spring day. How about a stroll in the park?
Oh, I don't know. I have to warn you. I'm wearing a wig today. I only had to come in for 2 hours, but I've received stares from just about everyone.
A wig? Why are you wearing a wig?
Oh, Marilyn was upset earlier about her hair, and we went out and bought wigs this morning. I was hoping Kyle wouldn't be here while I was here, and luckily I have avoided him so far.
Wow. You really are a sweet lady, Miss Gretchen, to do that for your sister.
I love her. I hate seeing her go through this, but I'll do whatever I can to make it better for her.
At the Westside Hospital cafeteria, Marilyn had just sat down at a table with Dr. Michael Hunt.
Thanks for agreeing to have coffee with me, Marilyn.
I appreciate the offer. I was surprised when my admin called and told me that you'd left a message.
I wasn't sure how to reach you, but I thought after we bumped into each other the other day that I'd give you a call just to see how you were.
Well, it was a nice thought. I know I must look awful.
No, Marilyn. You look fine. I take the chemo is working?
It's working on my hair, at least. I'm sorry. I have to joke about it, or I'm afraid you'll see through my tough attorney exterior.
Oh, don't worry, Marilyn. If I see a crack in the armor, I won't tell anyone.
You'd better not.
So your prognosis is good?
I just talked to my doctor, and he thinks the chemo's doing its job. I'm sick a lot of the time, but it's the price I have to pay.
Well, I'm happy you got a good report. I know it's hard. But if your performance in the courtroom is any indication, you're going to kick this cancer's ass.
I hope you're right, Michael.
My father died of colon cancer. Back then, the treatments weren't nearly as good as today.
I'm sorry about your father.
We weren't close. I hated him, in fact.
Oh?
Let's not talk about him. Another cup of coffee?
Yeah.
In Erie, Todd and Hannah are talking at his mother's house.
So what did your mom have to say?
She says she's fine and she wants to go back to New York because she hates the fact that Matt is alone there.
He's not alone. He has Blake.
Look, I talked to Matt earlier. He's refusing to see Blake now.
Why?
I don't know. I guess the burns on his face are pretty severe, Hannah. Look, I don't think the doctors are going to be able to fix it.
Oh, no. How awful for him.
Can you imagine having your face burn like that?
No, I can't.
Matt's used to being on stage singing. I don't know if he'll ever be able to do that again, Hannah.
So, what's our plan? When are we going back to New York?
How about tomorrow?
Are you serious?
Sure. Let's figure out the car and hit the road.
In the Westside Psych Ward group therapy room, Adriana is talking with Dr. Hunt on her last day.
Well, this is it, Adriana. You've come a long way.
Thanks for everything, Dr. Hunt. You've done so much for me. I feel like a new woman, and I know I'm ready to face the world again.
You're a true success story for Westside. I'm glad I got the opportunity to work with you.
Hey, there's Alexandra.
Are you ready to go, Adriana?
Oh, yes. I wasn't sure this day would ever come.
Hello, Doctor.
Alexandra?
Before I take my sister home, Dr. Hunt, there are a few things I'd like to say to you.
All right.
Alexandra.
No, Adriana. I think Dr. Hunt needs to hear this.
You say what you need to say, Alexandra.
Oh, I will. First of all, I do appreciate what this hospital and you have done for my sister. But with that being said, what the hell is wrong with this place? How many times are you going to allow patients to escape? How can you ensure the security of your patients? If Adriana wasn't getting out of here, I'd have to consider going to the judge to have her moved. I'm seriously disturbed that this hospital allows this type of ineffectiveness to continue. So, exactly what do you have to say for yourself?
Look, Alexandra, I'm a doctor. I'm in the business of healing my patients' minds. I haven't been happy with the security breaches we've had either. And I've made my feelings known to the hospital. That's all I can do. There's nothing more I can really say.
Yeah, I figured as much. So, is Adriana free to go?
She's all signed out. Adriana, take care of yourself. I hope I will be talking to you soon.
You will, Dr. Hunt. I'll be back in 2 weeks for an appointment, just like we discussed.
Great. Now, good luck to you. You have a sister who really loves you out there.
I know that. And I love her, too.
Let's go, Adriana. Time to get the hell out of this place.
You're right. Goodbye, Dr. Hunt. Goodbye, Westside.
Outside the Channel 6 studio, Gretchen is standing on the sidewalk wearing a wig when Charlie walks up.
Hello, Miss Gretchen.
Oh, my God. What the hell are you wearing?
Oh, it's my new jacket. I picked it out the other day.
Not your jacket, silly.
Oh, not the jacket. Then you must be talking about my new shoes. Pretty styling, huh? You like them?
No, not your shoes. What is on your head, Charlie Dean?
Oh, you mean this little old thing? Hey, get in corner of the market. I'm waiting for Gretchen. I hear they're in style these days.
Charlie, that is the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for me. I can't believe you're wearing a wig just because I'm feeling so out of place today.
Well, guess we won't know if they're staring at you or at me. Besides, to hell with anyone who stares in the first place. I'll tell them to blow it out their ear.
I'm sure you would.
What do you do when love comes along and offers your heart a chance to move on with no guarantees, no safety net. You trust what you feel, you take that first step.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.